Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. After a franchise record, 10 wins in a row for the Eagles, who have their sights set now on a clinch on Sunday in Washington, the number two seed at worst. And maybe the number one. We'll get to around the NFL. What happened yesterday? Saquon's MVP bid took a little hit yesterday, but the path to the one seed is becoming clearer for the Eagles. We'll get to all that coming up in a few minutes. Jerry and Douglas fill up first. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. What's up?
Not too much. I appreciate you taking Jerry Bear's call here. I just wanted to clear up something, because I know you don't think my name, Jerry Bear, is real masculine. So I just want to see, can I change my name?
Well, what do you want it to be?
I mean, my kids' friends, they call me that, so I kind of use that.
The kids' friends call you Jerry Bear?
They do. So I do that because I know there's another Jerry from Douglasville. So then they know, you know, it's
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
fine.
Yeah,
well, do what you got to do.
Be Jerry Bear. Yeah, you're good. I'm good.
So no. But I think Hugh's right. I can't go. That's just not masculine. So I don't know. Can I go with like J Dog or I don't know.
J Dog. Yeah. What do you think, Hugh? What do you like better, Jerry Bear or J Dog?
You can't kind of like
I don't give a
name
shit.
Yourself, but you know, I mean, if that's what you feel
okay,
you
well,
need
you
to
guys
do,
guys can name me right now. I just so they know it's me. But so what's the name going to be? I'm switching though from Jerry Bear. Right.
I'll go with Jerry.
Well, then, but there's another Jerry in Douglasville. He's saying
doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Exactly.
All right,
be the better Jerry in Douglasville. Make yourself the more recognizable
well,
Jerry in Douglasville.
That's a fair point. Maybe by the end of the call, you're the top dog in Douglasville.
Don't be a coward and change your name. Make him have to change his.
Kyle's very strong on this.
Well, Hugh's the one that didn't like it, so I don't know. Hugh.
No, I mean, I was just like, wow, that's not.
This
that's
is
not
all
real.
Your fault.
It's not real.
Well, so what am I going with?
Man.
And I want to talk some football.
Yeah,
bear.
Go ahead. Go ahead, J-Dog.
J-Dog. All right, we're going J-Dog. Okay. So now I just wanted to say, I have like 4 or 5 points. I think that, you know, reasons why we won. First of all, not to preach or anything, but you got to give thanks to God. I mean, right now, you see, you need some fortune, you need stuff to line up, mm-hmm. and our players are healthy, man. Thank God. I mean, and you see Montgomery, you got people going down. I just think things are lining up, and, you know, you need a little fortune. I think Sirianni having, like you says, a Jesus moment. You know, he's praying with the you know, the guys and stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, divine stuff could be lining up. I don't know, but I think things could be lining up. Look what happened with the Super Bowl when we won that. You know, people, you know, of faith get baptized.
Sometimes
things
are meant to be, Jerry. Sometimes they're meant to be.
They're meant to be, and you see things possibly lining up. I'm just saying, when you do things right, you're doing things, you know, things of faith, godly things. Things go you know, there's blessings in obedience, and not to preach, but I'm just saying, I have to just see, thank God that our players are healthy and moving on, you know, just, you know, playing each game. So that's one point. But I think, you know, as fans, I think the fans, us as fans, I think everything, we kind of dictate the Philly sports. I think, you know, when there is a problem, we don't see our players playing like we know they should, we make them better. I mean, you know, you've seen Bryce Harper, you know, when you had, what's his name, when we all got up and...
Trey Turner, the standing ovation.
Trey Turner, right, when you guys did it on the show. I'm just saying is the fans kind of dictate, you know, the way Philadelphia sports people should be playing. And I think that's a big... I think it's a big reason why these players play. They play to a different level in Philly. We expect them that way. That's why we're the greatest fans, you know, Philadelphia. We expect them to play. They're getting paid. And, you know, we make them better. You know, we make them better. So I think that's another, you know, good point why these players, you know, we, you know, called them out and, you know, and Brandon Graham called out, you know, AJ, and then got them talking, you know, and then we worked everything out so things are better. So, but I think, you know, you have to give your hats off to Sirianni. You know, the guy was, you know, doing some crazy stuff, you know, just making play calls, not doing things. I think you'd have to give your hats off to Sirianni.
Oh, of course. He shaved his head and they haven't lost since. Jerry, you're right. I mean, good stuff there. Jay Bear or Jay Dog?
I checked out a while.
No, come on.
It was hard to pay a...
Yeah, he lost me at the beginning.
I mean, you know, Jay, I love you, man, but damn, you, that's a lot of talk.
Well, he had a lot to say.
Yeah, he was, man, but you gotta
invoke the like Trey Turner, you know,
you
ovation.
Give it like bullet points and stuff, man. You know, it's a Monday. You know, we had a long day yesterday. Hung out with the people we worked with in the box. We hung out and ate good. You know,
you consider that a long day.
Yeah, and you know, we
had some
we
candy
had to,
and sitting
around
game.
And eating. Man.
We had to digest, you know, what we saw. You know, yeah.
How did you make it into work today, man?
I
had a
hung out
one.
Yesterday and watched
you
the game.
You are a warrior for being here today.
It was cold outside.
It was cold. Me and I had to hold a jersey.
Yeah, how was that?
It was awesome.
WIP presents the game yesterday.
Yeah, we presented the game.
Oh, and I mean, look. The evidence is piling up that we delivered you this Eagles win.
So think about it. Yeah, last week we shed light mostly on the Brandon Graham show on WIP on the real issues, mm-hmm. And then we were the presenting sponsors for the game yesterday, led by Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, it was an awesome day.
I would say the Eagles right now have won 9 straight. We get this victory. This is WIP. I think this 10th victory in a row, Hugh, belongs to us. Fair or not fair?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I don't think people would agree with that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I just think all evidence points to WIP winning that football game yesterday. I mean, that's
kind of sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, if not for the week last week and not for the Brandon Graham show with him saying what he said, do the Eagles win this game on Sunday? I don't know. The jury's out. I would say that they would not have.
That's a hell of a correlation, yeah.
Let's go to a correlation.
No, I'm just saying it's pretty interesting when you put it in that kind of perspective, yeah.
Almost as interesting as you saying you're tired because you watched the game.
I'm tired. I watched it, and I, you know, I had to interact with people and stuff. This time.
Well, is Hugh Douglas okay? Tiresome. Yeah, I guess.
A little tiresome.
What, even a nap?
I do. Well, I'm after I get off work, I'm gonna take a nap and then do the players' lounge with Ike. I'm gonna be spent.
Should give you a standing ovation when you walk into Chick's.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah,
they're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
As I get my salad.
Is that where you get your order ready?
Get my order ready. Get me a salad.
What happened to you, man?
I wonder this all the time.
It's a nap and a salad.
Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's going on?
Good, bro. Robert. What's up?
Well, one word. I agree with Tom Brady. A-plus performance by Hurts. I knew he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered to throw to the wide receivers in the middle of the field, which he did constantly. You notice all those beautiful slant passes and attacking middle of the field.
Yes, those in-cutting routes. AJ coming over the middle by the hash.
That a lot of people didn't think he could throw.
He threw him well. He was patient, yeah. And he saw it. Yep.
On time, in rhythm. But now my favorite word, consistency. Can we do it again? We need to. If we keep playing at this level the next 3 games into playoffs, we stay healthy, guys. We're winning the Super Bowl. But we have to be consistent. We can't revert. We can't let the Washington game, the Giants game, Dallas game be trap games. We've got to get out there and just keep this flow rolling. This is beautiful football yesterday. This is the best we played in a long time. All praise to everyone out there. The defense, great playing. I noticed Kobe Dean had 10 tackles. He was the leading tackler.
He was all over the place. He and Bond have been so good together, yeah. Robert. It's been every game, it feels like. They're just consistently really, really good.
And that's what we got to keep that rolling. We got to keep building on that momentum. If we do that, I mean, I saw a lot of deficiencies yesterday in Detroit. I mean, Buffalo tore them apart, you know, with the weakness in the secondary.
Yeah, they could be had. They definitely could be had.
Well, yeah, I mean, their defense, it's caught up to them now. I mean, their issues on defense, injury-wise, it's remarkable. And, Robert, we appreciate it. That leads us to talk about the NFL as a whole. Let's go over it. Week 15 in the NFL, what we saw yesterday, carry over from the other night, two games tonight. Hugh, let's start with what you just mentioned and what Robert did. Buffalo 48.
Buffalo beat down.
Lions 42.
Well, they came back, but still, it was ugly. It was like it was all Buffalo in the first half of that game.
So
really, really
48-42, Buffalo wins the game. So Detroit gets their second loss, their first one since week two. We are now tied, Hugh, with the Detroit Lions for the number one spot in the NFC. They currently have the tiebreaker because of a better conference record. But the Eagles, there is a path now to potentially taking the one seed. All right, here's the question. Can Detroit survive all these injuries? It's been a remarkable amount. And I know some of these guys still are coming back, like their linebacker is one of their better players. He will be back. But Aleem McNeil, their defensive tackle, good player, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
It sounds like David Montgomery, who is one part of Sonic and Knuckles, you've referenced, their running back duo. He has an MCL injury. He could be gone for the season. You wonder now, have they lost too much? Are they not going to be the team they were? I've said all along, I think they're the best team in the NFC, but I don't know how they survive all of this.
Yeah, you know, for a team that has had the injuries that they've had, Joe, and to be able to run off the wins and have the kind of record that they have, it just feels like it's starting to catch up with them. You know, even though they put up a lot of points yesterday.
Yeah, 42.
To have that kind of injuries to one side of the ball, it just feels like it's mostly on the defense side of the ball and to lose your running back. That's a lot to come back from. And then when you talk about the 1-2 punch of the running backs, that's something that you look at and be like, oh, that injury might have been the one.
Might break their back. But now they're going to have to put it all on Gibbs. All right, so here is what we deal with down the stretch, and we'll look at tonight's game with it. So the Eagles can get the one seed. There's a path there now. Here's how it works. They have to win out, and they need the Vikings, who are a part of this still, and the Lions to each lose one game. Now, they play each other in the final week of the season. So one of them will lose a game. It will be the final week of the season. So we need the one that wins the game the last week of the season to lose one of their other two games. What do you think? Like right now, gut feeling. Are the Eagles going to be the one seed?
My gut feeling is, and this is not me conceding the fact that it's not going to happen, but I don't think so because we're not in control of our destiny. Like, not for the most part, because we still are looking over the fence to see what Detroit's going to do. Even though they got a tough one to go, but you're talking about Detroit and Minnesota being in that position? Yeah, it's a tough one.
So Minnesota plays tonight against Chicago. I think they should win tonight. I mean, they're about a touchdown favorite. I think Minnesota's going to drop a game before the season is over. They still play Seattle. I think their last three games are Seattle, Green Bay, and Detroit. That's tough. I mean, that's the toughest final of these three teams. I think Minnesota will drop a game. Now, Detroit might drop another one because of their injuries, but they also get to play two losing teams in the next couple weeks. They play Chicago next week, and then they play San Francisco. So we'll see. It could come down to the final week. Eagles obviously have a shot, but Hugh, the other thing that took a little bit of a shot yesterday, actually I'd say a big shot, is Saquon Barkley's MVP chances. Boy, it just might be Josh Allen's award. He went nuts again yesterday. He put up 48 points in Detroit. They win the game. They're 11-3. Is Josh Allen just going to take this MVP? Feels like it, Hugh.
It feels like that game he had yesterday, man. He was a one-man game. It feels like that might be the case. Saquon's still in the running, though, but, boy, it feels like Josh Allen's going to be that dude, man. I feel like this is the year that he might get everything that he wants
to
happen for him.
It might be. A lot of people think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. All right, the team they have to go through in the AFC won again yesterday. The Chiefs are 13-1. But Patrick Mahomes has his yearly injury that looks really bad, and we'll see how bad it actually is. Hobbled off yesterday on the cart leaving the game. He's considered week to week, which means we might get Carson Wentz on Christmas, everyone. He came in yesterday. I still think Mahomes.
Resurrection.
I still think Mahomes is going to play sooner than later.
Hey.
He always seems to be hurt, and then he plays.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't miss a game.
He's not going to miss the game, but a shout out to Carson Wentz for having his resurrection, getting the opportunity to go out there and try to salvage
his
NFL
resurrected career. Yet he threw two passes.
Resurrection.
I mean, what, he was just there.
It's a thought. I mean, you know, it's a start.
It's a
I mean, I meant to say it's a thought, a start, but it's a start.
I'm going to just say that when I say things. It's a thought. Thought. I mean,
it's a thought.
All right, let me throw this at you. As we the NFC playoff picture is coming more into focus. Rather, we're getting a glimpse of this. Seeding will change, but we kind of know most of the teams. Who do you want to face in the first round?
I tell you who I don't want to face if they make it in.
Tampa.
Oh, don't want to see
now,
that.
Here's the good news. That will very unlikely to be a first-round opponent because they're going to win their division.
Uh-huh.
So that would be more likely a second-round opponent. It feels like the first-round opponent is either going to be Washington or Green Bay. They're the 6 and the 7 right now. Who do you want to face? Washington for a third time or Green Bay?
Well, it looked like, you know, pick your poison. There's something to familiarity breeding contempt. So I'd probably say Green Bay.
So I'm presenting this as if the Eagles are the 2 because that's what they are right now. Uh-huh. Then it would be Washington agreement. Now, Hugh, if the Eagles get the 1, Tampa Bay could be their first opponent in the second round. Off
yeah,
the bye.
Yeah, that right there. That one's a little scary. It's Ty Bowles. And we've seen, as well as Jalen's playing, feel like Ty Bowles, Coach Bowles, has his number. Like, whatever Coach Bowles is able to do to disguise certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that people are like, well, damn it, Hugh, he didn't have this complimentary receivers. I know, dog. I know. And last year in the playoffs, I'm just saying, though. Look like Jalen hold the ball a little bit long. I guess he does when you got those, you know, other guys out there that aren't AJ and Devontae. So, yeah, but that's the one that kind of makes me a little nervous.
I'm not worried about him.
I know. I can see that from you.
I would choose Washington if I could pick their first opponent.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Is there anyone like you're chomping at the bit to play? The NFC, like 2 years ago, they got to face the Giants in their first game, right? Daniel Jones and a Giants team that kind of lucked their way to where they got to. It just feels like a tougher road. Now, the Eagles might be the best team in that tough road, but it feels like a tougher NFC than in a while.
Yeah, I think
deeper.
The least threatening team is probably Seattle.
Yeah, I agree with that. That division stinks. I mean, that's going to be the bottom team.
Competitive, but not good.
Yeah, they're probably going to win with 9 or 10 wins. So we shall see, but all eyes tonight. So we got Minnesota-Chicago tonight. We will be rooting for the Chicago Bears. Bears. Root for Caleb Williams. And who's their coach? Thomas Brown or whatever his name is? Is he interim? Someone. Just get a win. Knock the Vikings down. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Rashad in South Philly. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, what's Rashad. Going on, what's up, pal?
Hey, man, listen, like I said last week, man, from that Rocky movie, man, there is no tomorrow. Shout out to A.J. Brown. Love what he did. And then for BG to come behind him and say, yeah, you know what? Y'all need to get it together. I love it, man. That's what you call accountability at the highest level, man, amongst players. That's what you got to have on a championship team, and that's what we got, man. Now, my second point is I want everybody to remember – yesterday's game from Jalen Hurts, man. Just remember this. You know what I'm saying? If he doesn't have the best game in the future or, you know, something don't necessarily go his way or our way as his team, listen, man, remember that performance that he put down. You know what I'm saying? The guy is a champion. He's QB1 for a reason, man. Let's remember those times. And let's not mail it in with doom and gloom if the Eagles lose or he has a bad game or whatever. We know he could do it.
Wait a minute, Rashad. I'm gonna let you speak. Yeah. What are you asking us to do though? What do you, as fans?
Well, remember, like, what does that mean? Remember?
Yeah, what does that mean? What are you asking us to do?
Well, as far as what?
As far as you're saying, remember this game so we won't overreact or whatever?
Yo, yeah, man. I just feel
you've lost it. Now we're gonna overreact.
All right, Rashad. Let me say this. So he played a game. He played a great game in Cincinnati. I think that was like the second of last week or last week of October.
Right.
My feeling on this is like those kind of good feelings last like a month or so, and then if you struggle after that, then people forget. So I hear you, right. And you're right. He showed yesterday he can do it against a good defense. But I'm just telling you right now, like, and I don't think this could happen because I think he'll finish strong now. But if he struggles the last 3 weeks, people will be nervous before the playoffs. It's just the way people's minds work.
Basically, Rashad, you're asking for way too much.
No. Listen, I get consistency rules.
Yeah,
I get it, man. Consistency rules. I just don't want it, like, if the guy throws a pick next week, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear the doom and gloom from people. Oh, he's going to be all right. Oh, come on.
But see, this is the thing, though, Rashad. It all depends on how the pick was thrown.
Like, you set it up right now.
No, Rashad, I'm being honest. I'm just being honest.
I got you.
But it's because yesterday, when he had that fumble, there was a lot of people like, damn it, why didn't you just get out? And I'm like, come on, dog. That was a good play by TJ Watt. Yeah. That was a good play.
Right, right.
But for sure. I was in the booth with people. They're like, why'd you do that? I'm like, come on, dog. He punched right at the ball. He punched at the ball. You can't – I mean, he was – and Jalen's trying to get extra down. But that's what fans do, man. And listen, I'm sitting next to one of the biggest fans that you could have that works in sports radio. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that overreaction coming, dog. I mean, if it don't look good, man, that overreaction coming.
The overreaction is killing me, man. I just like to keep it even, man. You know, when a guy does well, cool. If he's our guy, I guess that's my point.
Well, of course.
No, he's still our – listen, he's still our guy.
I'm throwing to the wolves.
Yeah, and every time – he's our guy when he wins games, and when he doesn't win games, people are ready to trade him. That's just how it is, man. That's the nature of the beast.
You had a guy call last week. Oh, if Joe Burrow was our guy, like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it is.
I hear you.
It is. It's life as an Eagles quarterback, Rashad. We appreciate it. And look, I don't think people are going to forget this one. Now, might they just push it to the side if he doesn't play well? Sure, but. Maybe he also could just play well again this coming week, right? And then play well again the next week.
That would be nice.
And then he goes on in the playoffs on a heater. I mean, that's the thing about Hurts. He's done this before. And I know a lot of people the last few weeks kept pointing back to that. And that's true. Now, if he does it with consistency, then we're going to feel like they can't be beat because they have every other element rolling right now. They have a great run game, great offensive line. The defense has been, much to the chagrin of Hughes Beard, the best in the league. For now, you know, 2.5 months. It's a dominant defense that obviously and clearly is not a luxury, right? We all know that now. What was that?
None. I ain't said none. I'm just like, hey, I hear y'all. They're playing well. They're playing.
It's like that dismissal, the dismissing tone.
They're not dismissing anything. They're playing well,
as if
I'm just like, yeah, they're playing well. I can't deny that. They're playing well.
You can't deny it because the numbers don't lie. I mean, they're just the suffocating teams.
They definitely don't lie.
I mean, they held the Steelers like 160 yards.
I got one more game. I got one more game before, you know, reality
this
starts
to set in. This is so sad that you're not there now.
So hard,
I mean, you're cooked.
Like, I'm the only one that sits in this chair in this time slot that copes on a regular. You do it all the time.
With what?
Joe does, too, with stuff.
What are we coping with? What?
I can't recall.
Name literally
right
one
now.
Thing.
I can't recall at this moment, but it'll come to me. Give me a moment. You asked me too fast. I couldn't think of nothing.
You're the one that said it. You're throwing accusations out there.
Like, I'm the only one that copes.
No, but you cope harder.
Yeah, no, you no.
No, I'm more willing.
I feel attacked.
I'm more willing to just say I was wrong.
No, you are not.
I'm wrong all the time.
No, you're not. You're not willing
to do
that.
I'm a moron. I was wrong about this and that, but you just hold on to it, and this is why you're here.
Like I said, because I cooked for like 2 seasons on this thing.
Like that,
I was cooking.
This is... No,
I admit
I can't understand how you think that the defense playing bad and the team being bad because of it justified what you said. Like, that makes zero sense.
No, they did play bad. I mean,
yeah,
that's what
and
I'm
that
saying.
Was a it's huge like reason you, the Eagles
but,
sucked
but
last
see,
year.
There's a difference between having a bad take Mm-mm. and a take that didn't age well. Now, my take in both fronts, it wasn't a bad take, and it aged pretty good.
Well, it was a good take because we got to beat you up about it for 2 years. But it aged terribly. I mean, it aged. They're the number one defense in the league. All right.
No, they're balling now.
215-592-9494. For your phone call's coming up. We'll get to a cool interview with Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady after the game. Plus, an injury that's flown under the radar today. You know, if the game had gone the other way, this might have been a bigger story. But there's a real injury out there that we got to talk about on this team. And I do think it matters. It might not matter on every play, but it matters on some. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every week that goes by, you just could picture the Eagles running out of the tunnel, led by Sirianni, to this song. I mean, that trip to New Orleans is coming into focus now.
Feels like it's going to happen. As long as he stay out of Jalen Carter way, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm not getting in his way. Neither should Nick Sirianni. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right, obviously at this time of year, injuries could always be an issue. And luckily for the Eagles, they haven't had many significant injuries. Now, Landon Dickerson did leave the game yesterday. We'll get an update, I'm sure, on that soon. Hopefully not a big deal. I mean, the big ones right now in the NFL are in Detroit. We'll find out how long Mahomes is going to be out in Kansas City, if any time at all. But, you know, a lot of teams have big injuries. That's part of the long NFL season. Mm-hmm. Hugh, we do have one here with the quarterback. And it's not one I think that, it obviously didn't affect his play much yesterday. He was excellent, his best game of the season. But Jalen Hurts has a broken finger on his left hand, his non-throwing hand. Let's hear Hurts talking about the finger and what's going on right now. Because I guess before the game, Ian Rapoport put up a photo. And, you know, Hurts was walking in with a splint on his hand. He's like, yeah, apparently he has a broken finger. I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? Here's Hurts talking about it.
Yeah, well, your finger was broken. Is it broken, and did it impact your play at all today?
It is broken, and it did impact my play.
How? Is it just really tougher to?
Yeah. I mean, it's broken, so it's, yeah.
Can I tell you how I think it impacted his play?
What is that?
Well, not as
made him play better.
Well, maybe. I mean, his throwing was incredible, and his passing. Hugh, I noticed you mentioned earlier his fumble, right? When T.J. Watt did the little peanut punch, right, and knocked it out.
Peanut, yeah.
So if you go rewatch the play, you know he's running towards the left side, the left sideline, right? Yeah, he's running towards the left sideline. Mm-hmm. It is his left hand has the broken finger. Typically, Hugh, when you're running towards the sideline, you know the ball
you
carrier.
You switch hands.
You switch hands, right? You put the ball towards the sideline, so if it gets knocked out, it could go out of bounds, and you could retain possession. He didn't switch hands, and I have to go back and rewatch more of his runs, but I wonder if he's uncomfortable carrying the ball in his left hand because he doesn't have the grip. And if that's the case, that's something to keep an eye on the rest of the season. If he has to hold it in his right hand,
be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, does it affect ball security?
Yeah, I think it probably does. And now you're knowing that, then you know you might have guys that are going to try to put him in a position where, you know, they can take advantage of that ailment that he has. But the thing you do in a situation like that is do what he did yesterday. You got to get the ball out your hands quick and don't give them a chance to put hands on you like that.
The other thing I'm wondering about with it is, are they more likely to go shotgun because it's a little easier for the snap? You know, not the handoff from the center to him, the exchange. You know, that's, you know, obviously that could impact the finger and maybe just it's just uncomfortable.
Maybe part of the reason why they've been in the shotgun more instead of under center too. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I mean, you mentioned that last week. So he was also asked when it happened. I think someone asked us about a specific play against Carolina last week, and he just said no. Like, he didn't give detail on when it happened.
He doesn't like to talk about injuries too
he
much.
Does not. I mean, he hates it.
Yeah. I mean, because I would have to think at this point it gives the opponent a chance to exploit his weakness, mm-hmm. So he doesn't like to talk about it.
I get that, but it's obviously there now. I mean, it's not going to go away the rest of the season. So the guy has a broken ring finger on his left hand. We'll find out more on Dickerson coming up. 215-592-9494. By the way, officially, Kyle, we're not getting flex Sunday, right? We're staying at 1?
Staying at 1.
1 o'clock.
Pat's Bills got moved to 425.
So I guess they want Allen in the...
I guess.
That's a bad game, though.
It's the Pats and...
Like 15-point favorites.
Yeah, because if they were flexing, it'd be flex today, right?
Yeah.
Today they have to make the choices
the
on times.
Pass.
Yeah.
All right, so we're locked in to 1 o'clock game. Do we have times for the other games this season? Because that last week of the year, it's always up in the air, right?
Yeah, I don't think they've settled any of those yet.
When is the Cowboy game? Is that a 4 o'clock game?
I think
game?
That's another 425.
All right. That feels like a 1 o'clock game. I know it's the Cowboys Eagles, but the Cowboys bring no buzz this year.
It is 425.
All right, so we got 1-425, and then we'll see what that last week brings. Josh in Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Josh, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Victory Monday. Let me ask you guys a question, right? Kyle, too. So, I'm like a superstitious guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I got a jersey. It was bought for me around the holidays, and I just put it in the closet, hung it, right? It's an authentic. It's real nice.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Our season's it. We're 2-2. Well, I started wearing the jersey we're undefeated when I wear the jersey. Do you guys do stuff like that, or am I the only weird one?
No, you're the only weird one.
No.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding, Josh. Come at me, man.
I'm kidding, Josh. As far as superstitions I had when I played, I mean, I guess the only one, I would always have to wear a cross when I played, and I would always, like, some guys don't like to take a shower in the morning. They just get up and go play. I used to like to be clean. No, some guys, you know, some people are night showerers. And some people are morning showerers.
And we know in the summer you're a multi showerer.
Oh yeah, I do that now. Really, I mean, I take a couple of showers. So yeah, can't be out there musty.
So Josh, I think most people are like you, Josh. I don't think it's weird at all. I mean, you got to keep wearing it. I mean, you're as responsible now for this win streak as anybody.
So here it is, right? You know whose jersey it is? It's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but you got to wear it. Yeah.
You better bet I'm wearing the you-know-what out of the Hue. And I just, you know, I stood up last night. I'm like, man, I'm in this jersey. And look, I didn't say anything. You know, I kept it to myself. But I'm like, man, I decided to put this on, and we ain't lost since. Wow. You know, so now it's like I quick get home yesterday, run upstairs into the closet, throw the jersey on, haven't washed it, nothing. But, you know, it's Jalen Hurts. And that leads me into how – much of a winner the dude is. I mean, then listen. Let me answer your question. I've broken fingers. You've broken fingers. Joe, Kyle, right?
Yeah, I've broken my fingers. Sure.
Yeah. Right. So, what kind of question is? Hey, does it hurt? Well, yeah, it hurts. It's a broken.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, he's playing football and being tackled. I'm sure it hurts a lot.
Oh my goodness! But you know, it's like. Come on now. And that other caller, I think he was referencing me in the example that I gave last week about Joe Burrow and just some of the things that he and Chase do together that, you know, I would love to see more out of. I wasn't knocking Jalen. And that again, just kind of just I'm so stoked that we got the performance that we did out of him yesterday. And I'm really, really now even more excited heading down this stretch, right? It's just don't take any of these opponents, especially Washington, coming up lightly. But I'm going to tell you, man, that defense that's a luxury, man.
I feel attacked.
You should.
I feel attacked.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. Them boys in the middle still. I just, you know what I picture when Zach Bond takes a pursuit angle? You guys, you've seen the Braveheart poster of Mel Gibson just like in action with a sword.
Yeah, with his face painted. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with his face painted. Like that. Every time I see Zach Bond on a pursuit angle, I just flash to that poster. And I'm like, this guy's an absolute psychopath.
He takes such great angles, and he almost never misses a tackle in the open field. He's been amazing. Man. It's one of the great Howie Roseman signings ever.
100%. And DeJean yesterday on a few of his tackles, man, the angle, like, he is so innate with the way that he sees it and he doesn't come off it. And it's clean as you know what, when he puts his head into it, man, it is so impressive to see our team just 100% tackling as a unit. You know, and man, I'm just stoked. Yesterday was awesome. We kicked the tar out of the Steelers. They stink. Don't take any of these next three games lightly. And, boys, it's Victory Monday, man.
Victory Monday.
Let's do it, Josh.
Thank you, boys.
You got it, buddy. Man. Good phone call, Josh. We appreciate it. Do you have an issue with him not washing the jersey?
That's kind of nasty. I mean, but people do stuff like that.
So, here's the thing, though. We didn't get to ask Josh like what he's doing during the game. He strikes me as a stay-at-home guy during the game.
Yeah, but that's still funky.
But wait, but if he's obviously not going to just wear it just on him, right? He's going to probably have a T-shirt on over it or a sweatshirt on, maybe put some, whatever. It depends on the temperature.
Still funky.
But wait, if he puts the jersey on for 3 hours a Sunday over his other shirts, and then he puts it back in the closet and he doesn't spill anything on it, I don't know. I mean,
that's a lot to ask. And I'm pretty sure he's jumping around, you know, doing all types of stuff. And
what types of stuff?
Fist pumping and stuff like that.
Fist pumping makes your jersey dirty?
To each his own. I am funny about smells and clothes. Like, I'm the type, before, like the sweater that I ordered, the reason why I wanted it early because I want to wash it.
But
That's fine. If he's by himself or at home, it's not a big deal.
Still,
if he smells.
Yeah. But he smells. I mean,
who cares?
To each his own. But I'm not. I mean, it's still kind of nasty.
You've never like smelled by yourself.
What you mean? What you mean? I'm like,
I'm saying, like,
if I'm funky?
Who cares if you really smell if you're not going out?
I guess it's just a pet peeve of mine. I'm not trying to be nowhere. Well, even if I'm by myself, funky.
I mean, you might not notice that you smell.
Yeah, you might not
smell. I notice. I don't see that. This is the thing. I don't notice how anybody else don't know if they stink. Because I know when I stink, and I don't want to be around anybody.
I don't think judging by some people you run into, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Not everyone knows.
You really don't. I'd be like, ooh.
No, it's like a thing. Like, you're desensitized, I guess, to your own smell.
Yeah, because I'm like, ooh. Because it's like I can get a little gamey, so I just make sure I'm not gamey. Yeah.
Like chicken?
Like, you know, it's funny. Like, I guess because my son, he has that. Like, Harper, we took him to a birthday party a couple weeks ago. And he started running around. And, you know, when they're little, you don't really put deodorant on him.
Yeah, no, he's too young.
Man, he got the sweat. And I was like, hold up. And his mom's like, do you smell onions? It's like, yes, it's him. He smelled like a little onion. So I started calling him my little onion. So, yeah. It's like, yeah, you can't tell. But you know what's funny? When you're little and you would run around, you never could tell how funky you were. But as you get, yeah, you be smelling little stinky little kids.
I just think Josh is fine putting his jersey on, put it back in the closet. Plus, the jerseys, sometimes if you wash them too much, they wear. The letters and the numbers wear off. You got to be careful with that.
You got to dry clean them if that's what you want to do.
Who has the time for that?
Well, I'm not saying wash it every week.
The guy's watching the game, going to work the next day. He's got time to go to the dry cleaners for his jersey.
I'm not saying wash it every week, but I'm just saying wash that thing, man. And plus, washing the dryers are more efficient now. It won't tear your clothes up that bad.
Okay, but I'm just saying the Eagles are on a winning streak. He can't worry about that. He's got to stay the course.
We made a whole deal about Josh in this little funky jersey.
Well, because you made a face and a noise.
I'm just like,
when the guy said it. Every week that goes by, you just could picture the Eagles run out of the tunnel, led by Sirianni, to this song. I mean, that trip to New Orleans is coming into focus now.
Feels like it's going to happen. As long as he stay out of Jalen Carter way, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm not getting in his way. Neither should Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. All right. Obviously, at this time of year, injuries could always be an issue. And luckily for the Eagles, they haven't had many significant injuries. Now, Landon Dickerson did leave the game yesterday. We'll get an update, I'm sure, on that soon. Hopefully not a big deal. I mean, the big ones right now in the NFL are in Detroit. We'll find out how long Mahomes is going to be out in Kansas City, if any time at all. But, you know, a lot of teams have big injuries. That's part of the long NFL season. Mm-hmm. Hugh, we do have one here with the quarterback. And it's not one I think that, it obviously didn't affect his play much yesterday. He was excellent, his best game of the season. But Jalen Hurts has a broken finger on his left hand, his non-throwing hand. Let's hear Hurts talking about the finger and what's going on right now. Because I guess before the game, Ian Rapoport put up a photo, and you know Hurts is walking in with a splint on his hand. He's like, yeah, apparently he has a broken finger. I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? Here's Hurts talking about it.
Jalen, your finger was broken. Is it broken, and did it impact your play at all today?
It is broken, and it did impact my play.
How? Is it just really tougher to...
Yeah. I mean, it's broken, so it's... Yeah.
Can I tell you how I think it impacted his play?
What is that?
Well, not as...
Made him play better?
Well, maybe. I mean, his throwing was incredible, and his passing. Hugh, I noticed you mentioned earlier his fumble, right? When T.J. Watt did the little peanut punch, right, and knocked it out?
Peanut, yeah.
So if you go rewatch the play, you know, he's running towards the left side, the left sideline, right? Yeah, he's running towards the left sideline. Mm-hmm. It is his left hand has the broken finger. Typically, Hugh, when you're running towards the sideline, you know, the ball carrier.
You switch hands.
You switch hands, right? You put the ball towards the sideline, so if it gets knocked out, it could go out of bounds and you could retain possession. He didn't switch hands. And I have to go back and rewatch more of his runs, but I wonder if he's uncomfortable carrying the ball in his left hand because he doesn't have the grip. And if that's the case, that's something to keep an eye on the rest of the season. If he has to hold it in his right hand,
be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, does it affect ball security?
Yeah, I think it probably does. And now you knowing that, then you know you might have guys that are going to try to put him in a position where, you know, they can take advantage of that ailment that he has. But the thing you do in a situation like that is do what he did yesterday. You got to get the ball out your hands quick and don't give them a chance to put hands on you like that.
The other thing I'm wondering about with it is, are they more likely to go shotgun because it's a little easier for the snap? You know, not the handoff from the center to him, the exchange. You know, that's you know, obviously that could impact the finger and maybe just it's just uncomfortable.
Maybe part of the reason why they've been in the shotgun more instead of under center too. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I mean, you mentioned that last week. So he was also asked when it happened. I think someone asked us about a specific play against Carolina last week, and he just said no. Like, he didn't give detail on when it happened.
He doesn't like to talk about injuries too
much. He does not. I mean, he hates it.
Yeah. I mean, because I would have to think at this point it gives the opponent a chance to exploit his weakness, mm-hmm. so he doesn't like to talk about it.
I get that, but it's obviously there now. I mean, it's not going to go away the rest of the season. So the guy has a broken ring finger on his left hand. We'll find out more on Dickerson coming up. 215-592-9494. By the way, officially, Kyle, we're not getting flex Sunday, right? We're staying at one?
Staying at one.
1 o'clock.
Pat's Bills got moved to 425.
So I guess they want Allen in the...
I guess.
That's a bad game, though.
It's the Pats. And
like 15-point favorites.
Yeah, because if they were flexing, it'd be flexed today, right?
Yeah. Today they have to make the choices on times.
Pass. Yeah.
All right, so we're locked in to 1 o'clock game. Do we have times for the other games this season? Because that last week of the year, it's always up in the air, right?
Yeah, I don't think they've settled any of those yet.
When is the Cowboy game? Is that a 4 o'clock game?
I think that's another 425.
All right. That feels like a 1 o'clock game. I know it's the Cowboys Eagles, but the Cowboys bring no buzz this year.
It is 425.
All right, so we got 1-425, and then we'll see what that last week brings. Josh in Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Yo, boys, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Josh, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Victory Monday. Let me ask you guys a question, right? Kyle, too. So, I'm like a superstitious guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I got a jersey. It was bought for me around the holidays, and I just put it in the closet, hung it, right? It's an authentic. It's real nice.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Our season's it. We're 2-2. Well, I started wearing the jersey. We're undefeated when I wear the jersey. Do you guys do stuff like that, or am I the only weird one?
No, you're the only weird one.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, Josh.
Come at me, man.
I'm kidding, Josh. As far as like superstitions I had when I played, I mean, I guess the only one I would always have to wear a cross when I played, and I would always – like some guys don't like to take a shower in the morning. They just get up and go play. I used to like to be clean. No, some guys – you know, some people are night showerers. And some people are morning showerers.
And we know in the summer you're a multi-shower.
Oh yeah, I do that now. Really, I mean, I take a couple of showers. So yeah, can't be out there musty.
So Josh, think most people are like you, Josh. I don't think it's weird at all. I mean, you got to keep wearing it. I mean, you're as responsible now for this win streak as anybody.
So here it is, right? You know whose jersey it is? It's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but you got to wear it. Yeah.
You better bet I'm wearing the you-know-what out of it, Hugh. And I just, I stood up last night. I'm like, man, I'm in this jersey. And look, I didn't say anything. You know, I kept it to myself. But I'm like, man, I decided to put this on, and we ain't lost since. Wow. You know, so now it's like I quick get home yesterday, run upstairs into the closet, throw the jersey on, haven't washed it, nothing. But, it's Jalen Hurts. And that leads me into how – much of a winner the dude is. I mean, and listen, let me answer your question. I've broken fingers. You've broken fingers. Joe, Kyle, right?
Yeah, I've broken my fingers, sure.
Yeah, right? So what kind of question is, hey, does it hurt? Well, yeah, it hurts. It's a broken
it's uncomfortable.
Finger,
yeah, he's playing football and being tackled. I'm sure it hurts a lot.
Oh, my goodness. But, it's like, come on now. And that other caller, I think he was referencing me in the example that I gave last week about Joe Burrow and just some of the things that he and Chase do together that, I would love to see more out of. I wasn't knocking Jalen. And that again, just kind of just I'm so stoked that we got the performance that we did out of him yesterday. And I'm really, really now even more excited heading down this stretch, right? It's just don't take any of these opponents, especially Washington, coming up lightly. But I'm going to tell you, man, that defense that's a luxury, man.
I feel attacked.
You should.
I feel attacked.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. Them boys in the middle still, I just, you know what I picture when Zach Bond takes a pursuit angle? You guys ever, you've seen the Braveheart poster of Mel Gibson just like in action with a sword?
Yeah, with his face painted. Yeah.
With his face painted. Like that, every time I see Zach Bond on a pursuit angle, I just flash to that poster. And I'm like, this guy's an absolute psychopath.
He takes such great angles, and he almost never misses a tackle in the open field. He's been amazing. Man. It's one of the great Howie Roseman signings ever.
100%. And DeJean yesterday on a few of his tackles, man, the angle, like, he is so innate with the way that he sees it and he doesn't come off it, and it's clean as you know what when he puts his head into it, man. It is so impressive to see our team just 100% tackling as a unit. You know, and man, I'm just stoked. Yesterday was awesome. We kicked the tar out of the Steelers. They stink. Don't take any of these next three games lightly. And, boys, it's Victory Monday, man.
Victory Monday.
Let's do it, Josh.
Thank you, boys.
You got it, buddy. Man. Good phone call, Josh. We appreciate it. Did you have an issue with him not washing the jersey?
That's kind of nasty. I mean, but people do stuff like that.
So here's the thing, though. We didn't get to ask Josh like what he's doing during the game. He strikes me as a stay-at-home guy during the game.
Yeah, but that's still funky.
But wait, but if he's obviously not going to just wear it just on him, right? He's going to probably have a T-shirt on over it or a sweatshirt on, maybe put whatever. It depends on the temperature.
Still funky.
But wait, if he puts the jersey on for 3 hours a Sunday over his other shirts, and then he puts it back in the closet and he doesn't spill anything on it, I don't know. I mean,
that's a lot to ask. And I'm pretty sure he's jumping around, you know, doing all types of stuff. And
what types of stuff?
Fist pumping and stuff like that.
Fist pumping makes your jersey dirty?
To each his own. I am funny about smells and clothes. Like, I'm the type, before, like, the sweater that I ordered, the reason why I wanted it early because I want to wash it.
But that's fine. If he's by himself or at home, it's not a big deal
still,
if he smells.
Yes. But he smells.
Who cares?
To each his own. But I'm not. I mean, it's still kind of nasty.
You've never smelled by yourself.
What you mean? What you mean? I'm saying, funky?
Who cares if you're not going out?
I guess it's just a pet peeve of mine. I'm not trying to be nowhere. Well, even if I'm by myself, funky.
I mean, you might not notice that you smell.
Yeah, you might not
smell. I notice. I don't see that. This is the thing. I don't notice how anybody else don't know if they stink. Because I know when I stink, and I don't want to be around anybody.
I don't think judging by some people you run into, you're not.
That's what I'm saying.
Not everyone knows.
You really don't. I'll be like, ooh.
No, it's like a thing. Like, you're desensitized, I guess, to your own smell.
Yeah, because I'm like, ooh. Because it's like I can get a little gamey, so I just make sure I'm not gamey.
Gamey? Yeah. Like chicken?
Like, you know, it's funny. Like, I guess because my son, he has that. Like, Harper, we took him to a birthday party a couple weeks ago. And he started running around. And, you know, when they're little, you don't really put deodorant on him.
Yeah, no, he's too young.
Man, he got the sweat. And I was like, hold up. And his mom's like, do you smell onions? It's like, yes, it's him. He smelled like a little onion. So I started calling him my little onion. So, yeah. It's like, yeah, you can't tell. You know what's funny? When you're little and you would run around, you never could tell how funky you were. But as you get, you be smelling little stinky little kids.
I just think Josh is fine putting his jersey on, put it back in the closet. Plus, the jerseys, sometimes if you wash them too much, they wear, the letters and the numbers wear off. You got to be careful with that.
You got to dry clean them, if that's what you want to do.
Who has the time for that?
Well, I'm not saying wash it every week.
The guy's watching the game, going to work the next day. He's got time to go to the dry cleaners for his jersey.
I'm not saying wash it every week, but I'm just saying wash that thing, man. And plus, washing the dryers are more efficient now. It won't tear your clothes up that bad.
Okay, but I'm just saying the Eagles are on a winning streak. He can't worry about that. You just got to stay the course.
We made a whole deal about Josh in this little funky jersey.
Well, because you made a face and a noise.
I'm just saying. I'm just like,
when the guy said it.